angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Last time we were on the Nuggets of Truth, we dealt with Christmas is more than a holiday. Today I'd like to take a look at Mary. Who is Mary? It's interesting as we look at the passage, it deals with the birth of Christ because we have the announcement that's made. It's a declaration. It's a proclamation. It wasn't done in secret. It was open. It was public before the world. Well, Luke 1:26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. So who is this one that's Mary? Well, she's a believer. We know that. We know that she trusted in God's plan of salvation. We also know that she knew the prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah. When I look through the Bible and I read concerning the woman of Samaria, she looks at Jesus. Remember what she said? When the one that is called the Christ, when he comes, we shall know all things. And of course, what did Christ say? I that speak to thee am he. Well, understand the woman of Samaria, she was a disobedient woman because she left the principles of God's word. She had five husbands. The one she was living with was not her husband, but yet she knew the prophecies. She knew concerning the Christ. Like today, there are a lot of people that know about Christmas. They know about Easter, but yet, though they know, it doesn't affect how they live. You see, believing will change the way you live. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creation. His life changes from the old way. He lives according to God and God's principles. He lives it, he applies it, he teaches it. And so there's a difference. Well, Mary, she was a believer. The Bible says here, the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." So highly favored. What does that mean? Well, it just means that she was accepted of God. And so that's an interesting statement. That's an interesting word. You look it up in the Greek. Why, the Bible says that all believers are accepted in the beloved, just as Mary. What it means is if you're accepted in the beloved, if you're accepted of the Lord, then you've been justified by faith. All right. And so so the thief on the cross, when he cried out and said, "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I believe you're the Savior." At that point, he is accepted in the beloved. You, if you've ever trusted Jesus to forgive you of your sin and to save you, you're accepted in the beloved. And so here, the Bible also says that she was a virgin. Though a spouse to Joseph, though engaged, she was pure. You see, she was troubled at the saying, "Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." And Mary goes, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" She was a virgin. She kept herself. See, the Bible says marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. And so we know a little bit more about this one who was the virgin mother of Jesus. And so, but it doesn't stop there. Why God goes on and reveals even more about this one who Mary, about her attitude. Look at her attitude. And Mary said in verse number 38, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Now, what's she say? "Behold, a handmaid of the Lord." Now, she is not God. Mary's not God. Mary's not co-redeemer. Mary is the mother of Jesus. A little bit later on, you're going to find out what Jesus says concerning Mary, because it says, "Blessed art thou among women," not above women. All right. And so when she says here, "Behold, I'm nothing more than a handmaid of the Lord," she's perfectly ready to obey God's commands. She wants to accomplish God's plan and purpose in her life. By the way, if you're a believer, you ought to desire the same thing. And then when she says, "Let it be according to thy word." Well, shouldn't that be our desire? You see, when we say, "Let it be according to thy word," Lord, I want your will for me. I'll do what you command. That's what Mary was saying. And then the final thing that we find here concerning Mary, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." By the way, when we magnify the Lord, we praise him. In other words, she was pointing to God and the Lord. You'll find that she magnified not herself, not Joseph, not her family, but the Lord. "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior." And so as Mary knew her Savior, so today you and I can know our Savior. And so there was this tendency even back then to make Mary an object of worship. Remember in Luke 1:28, or I should say Luke 11:27, there was someone that came and was speaking to the Lord and said, "Blessed is the womb that bare thee." And Jesus answered in verse 28, "Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." That's what Mary did. She was blessed among women. Why? Because she heard the word and she kept it. She knew the prophecies. And she, although she didn't quite understand why her, she was willing. "I'm just nothing more than a handmaid of the Lord." And so understand this account, Mary. Mary reveals something that you and I ought to be teaching in our own families. You see, this book lays out those who are saved are chosen of God. Isn't that what the Bible says in John 15:16? "You didn't choose me, but I chose you." That's what Jesus said, "that you might bring forth fruit and that your fruit might remain." And so this is really important. Now, I close with this. In this account, we see Mary. We see her character. We see her faith. We see her service to the Lord. And then we get to the angelic choir. And that's when Jesus was born. The Bible says, "And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." And so suddenly, the moment Christ was born, we have this angelic choir praising God. They witness the second person of the Godhead leave heaven and be born of a virgin to be manifested in the flesh. And so one thing that we're reminded in this account. As this event is regarded in heaven, it should also be regarded on earth. Mary magnified the Lord. She praised and brought glory to God for what he had done in sending the Savior. And today, we need to do the same thing. The angels did it. We should proclaim a Savior came to save sinners. But he's coming back. And one day he's going to return. The Bible speaks of that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 through 18. The book of Revelation follows that event, the rapture. And so today, I wonder, is Christmas more than a holiday for you? Do you know Jesus? Is he your Lord and Savior? The character that believers should have. You have that character? Do you have that same desire to magnify him, to live for him? I hope you do. Well, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.